There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
We're going to catch up with the Travel Camel, a.k.a. Shane Dallas, once again. He joins us from another location around the planet, which he does often on the show. And this time, Shane, it's one of your favourite spots in the world, being Zanzibar.
Oh, it's one of my, as I said, one of my favourite islands in the world. I think, I put it in my top five, definitely. It has a lot of history. It's been a few years since I've been there, and some of the things I remember, just the laid-back nature of the people. Stone Town is where I currently am, and that is, it's a UNESCO World Heritage Site. It's a maze of winding, twisting, narrow alleys. So if you want to feel like you've gone back in time, well, then you need to visit Stone Town for various reasons. And the other thing I remember from my previous visit, and it is applied the same as well, is the seafood. The food in general, the mixture of spices from India, East Africa, and the Middle East make this an exceptional cuisine for anyone who loves to try different tastes.
Yeah, I think it's a super popular destination from this part of the world because it's not too far away.
Not somewhere I think of when I think of somewhere for foodies.
Well, we're going to hear more about the food and the fact that it's called the Spice Island a little bit later on. But I just love the name of the capital city, Stone Town. Sounds like something out of the Flintstones, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And you can kind of imagine in your head what it looks like.
I found a really funny fact on Zanzibar. You know, back in 1974, Zanzibar was the first area in Africa to introduce colour television.
Really?
How about that? Yeah. Whilst the first TV services on the mainland Tanzania weren't introduced until 1994. So they were really into the telly.
Fair enough.
Especially the colour telly. Now, Shane, let's get started then. It's the capital city, Stone Town. What do we know about this city?
Yeah, let's talk Stone Town because it is quite an incredible place. It was listed by the UNESCO organization, basically because it was an excellent example of the East African coastal trading town. I think that's what the description says. It does have a lot to offer. Now, while I'm here, I'm staying at the DoubleTree by Hilton, and there is a DoubleTree by Hilton there. The one thing about Stone Town, you need to be aware that there are no large hotels because it's such a small area. So, you know, any hotel, I don't think there's any hotel there with more than 100 rooms. I could be wrong, but I think that's correct. So you can guess that any hotel's there fill fairly quickly. There's every budget for every reason you want. They are of varying quality, of course. And so I was staying at the DoubleTree. And so I thought it was an amazing building. It looks quite different from most other hotels I've seen. So I decided to ask the general manager, Yaha El Mansouri, about the DoubleTree by Hilton in Stone Town.
This hotel, this property is quite a surprise for people traveling for the first time in Zanzibar, hidden in the... It's a hidden gem, and it took us almost 9 years to restore it. It's located in the UNESCO Heritage Area. Of Stone Town. I would say what is special about this property is the first class restaurant we have, Tarab, at the fifth floor. The friendliness and the attentiveness of the staff, we have an attention to details. That's what makes us distinguished among all properties here in Zanzibar.
I did eat the fish, the local fish cuisine at the restaurant. It was exceptional. What makes the meals here so special? Is it the spices they put in?
As I say, this Zanzibar is the island of spices, and I would highly recommend for tourists to visit the spice farm, and it's almost 20 minutes away from the hotel.
And what can people see at the spice farm?
Different species of spices, ginger, very strong ones. I remember the pepper, actually, it's very strong. If you put it on your hands, it stays for 2-3 days. You know, it's not like any pepper anywhere in the world. Yeah.
And is there anything else that you would recommend people see when they're in Stone Town?
There are too many attractions in Stone Town. I would talk about Spice Farm, Freddie Mercury House, Prison Island, where you see the giant turtles, and it's also 15 minutes sailing from the hotel here. We see the giant turtles. They brought it from Seychelles around 200 years ago. I remember there was a big turtle, and it's marked on it 192 years old. It's very fine, with the broken shell. still remember.
So that's the general manager, Yahya Mansouri, there of the Doubletree in Stonetown, talking a little bit about the property itself. An enjoyable place to stay, Shane?
Fantastic. I wouldn't hesitate staying there again. And I'll tell you why. In the interview, he mentioned they spent 9 years restoring the hotel. So what they did is they took an old building, an old residential building, and they spent 9 years renovating it. 9 years to give it that feel that you really are in a different place. And the hotel is actually sat right near the main old section of town, but it's a little bit off the tourist area. So when you're actually along the line shops and you walk towards the hotel, there's a sign. As soon as you walk off this main street, you've stepped back 100 years. It's quite amazing. And then, there's signs. Thankfully, there are signs telling you which way to go. There's two ways to get there. And then once you get there, it feels like, you know, it's your retreat, because it is, and I must mention the weather there, the weather is quite humid all year round, and it is that sticky humidity, you know, that really sticky one that sticks to you, that kind of clings to you and it hangs on you the whole time. And so once you've been for a sticky, sweaty day looking around Stonetown, you get back in, you have the shower. I found in my previous stay in Stonetown that there are nightclubs around. If you like nightclubs, then some of the other places are very good because you're kind of near the action, which also means it's a lot noisier. The Doubletree has double glaze, and I did not hear one sound from outside. Nothing at all. When I needed to sleep, I really have slept well here. So it's been fantastic. Yeah, tremendous property. And as I mentioned in there about the food, the seafood meal I had, yeah, I wouldn't hesitate again. And you get the cookies on arrival. Doubletree are known for their famous warm baked cookies they give you wherever you stay at their properties in the world. And it was on. It was there again.
Bit of a cookie fan is our Shane, isn't he?
It sounds like it, doesn't it? Loves them. Cookie
so,
monster.
Yeah, 192-year-old turtles. We're going to come back talking to Shane Moore, the travel camel, who's exploring Zanzibar and inspiring us to kind of explore it ourselves as well. And we've got a big history lesson coming up. A great British explorer started his African journey there. We've still got Shane the travel camel with us on the show. He's currently in Zanzibar. He's told us a little bit about the island, but when it comes to Stonetown, the capital, Shane, what do we know about the history?
Well, first of all, I'll give you a little bit of a history of it. The history, there are some very famous people involved in Zanzibar, especially the great British explorers of the 19th century. So Dr. Livingstone, the famous person who kind of, the first European to see Victoria Falls, started his journey into Africa from Zanzibar, and then a few years later, Henry Morton Stanley, who went to look for him, also started from the same place. Captain Richard Burton, who I think it was Lake Victoria, he discovered, again by European eyes, again he started his trek from there. As was mentioned in the interview before the break, Freddie Mercury of Queen was born there, but there are different reports about to where he was actually born in the town. So he's probably the most famous current resident. But I always like speaking to locals about what to see and what to do in a place. And so the founder of Destination Zanzibar, which is a marketing and events management company, her name is Hafsa Bamba. And so I asked her before I went out anywhere, what is your favourite place in Stonetown?
I've got a few, but I would say Forodhani Gardens are my favourite place. And to be quite specific, I quite enjoy going there sort of early morning, whether it's after a jog to just watch the ocean, or whether it's about 8-9 o'clock for a nice cup of coffee. But it's also quite interesting to go there in the evenings, sort of around 5 o'clock, you know, when the young boys are swimming out in the ocean and you have people setting up for the food market. It's just a really nice place for both locals and visitors to hang out, and very sort of informal and a nice mixture of cultures as well.
So why should people visit Stonetown?
I mean, people should visit Stonetown purely because it's the heart of Zanzibar. You cannot come to Zanzibar and not visit the cultural hub of the whole population. This is where the mixture of cultures and history. You know, we're talking architecture, we're talking food, we're talking the various influences Zanzibar has had in, you know, over centuries. Going straight to the beach is really dismissing what Zanzibar is all about. You could be anywhere on the beach. Yes, we have some of the best beaches in the world, but Stone Town is the heart of Zanzibar.
So there's a look at Stone Town there with Hafsa Mamba, the founder of Destination Zanzibar. Did you pop along to some of those landmarks, Shane?
Yeah, I did. That park she mentioned, I took her advice and went along, and I would have to say it is, on my first visit, I missed it entirely. But this visit, I would say it is essential to see that park, because you need to see what it's like. You go there at dusk, and the boys are there sitting, listening to music. The families will come out. You go during the day, and it's a lot warmer, and there's not a lot of people around. But the sun sets over the water, and the park's right on the water. And as you see the sun setting over the water, just hundreds and hundreds of people, and not just tourists. It's mostly locals who are there. And all these food stands fill out, and I had some mini Zanzibari pizza, which only cost me, you know, 5 or 6 dirhams. It was fantastic. So it's a real great glimpse into local life. And as Hafsa said, she talks about the culture, the importance of visiting Stone Town, because then you can really understand the island. And I agree with that. And I think it's best seen in that park.
Yeah, so Mr. Livingstone was the famous explorer.
There you go. There you have it. And I think that whole thing of seeing real life in a country is what people are travelling for these days, isn't it?
Definitely. It's what you want, those experiences. Yeah. So as well as Stone Town, of course, there's a whole lot more to Zanzibar. So what can we find off the beaten track, Shane?
Oh, yeah, you certainly can. I mean, we heard about the various things that you can see. For example, the prison island. We've heard about the spice farms, and you can see the old turtles. There's a lot of resorts. Once you head out of Stone Town, especially in the east and north, especially the east coast and heading to the north, there are resorts, everything from basically upper budget, lower mid-range accommodation to full private islands that are extremely expensive, and everything in between. So there is plenty to see. It is well populated. When I flew there from Nairobi, I think everyone else on the plane was a tourist there, and they'd been, you know, going on safari in Kenya or something like that. And they had decided to go there for their beach break after the safari. It's quite a popular destination. So I think there's plenty to see there. I would strongly recommend a visit to Stone Town first. And then once you've seen the culture and the UNESCO site, then head off the track. There are so many isolated little places there. But do remember that the roads aren't 100% paved. They're not really paved at all. So it will take you a little bit of time to get around the island. It is a big island. So allow yourself some time. But, yeah, plenty of places to explore and to relax and to eat if you do wish to visit one of my favourite islands in the world.
Right, you mentioned eating there. Tell us a bit more about the food in Zanzibar, Shane.
The spices, they call it the Spice Island. It's nicknamed the Spice Island. The food there is very much seafood-based, as you would expect for an island. It is a mixture of Indian, Middle Eastern and East African, but they do all sorts of meals there. And you can choose the Western cuisine, which they prepare, but no, just try the local favourites. They call it local favourites. And try the local meals, because you get this incredible richness of spices and flavours that's unlike anything I've tried elsewhere. So therefore, anything that you could wish in terms of, especially if you love your spices, and if it's not overly hot spices, you'd like a lot of flavour in your food, then Zanzibar is your place.
Okay, and finally, Shane, are our dirhams going to go a long way in Zanzibar?
Yeah, your dirham will go a long way in Zanzibar. As I said, there are varying prices. You can get decent, like really decent beach resorts for under 400 dirhams a night, and that includes breakfast. In Stone Town itself, the prices vary. You can get them for definitely under 300 a night, 250, 300. But as I said, you probably need to move a bit higher than that, I think, if you want some quiet at night. That's just my personal opinion. So it is very affordable. Meals are very affordable. Only, you know, as I said, that pizza only cost me 5 or 6 dirhams. You can have more expensive meals. But in my opinion, if you're eating out in the fine establishments in Zanzibar, the fine hotels and the fine restaurants, it is going to be a much cheaper experience than eating out the equivalent in Dubai. I'd say about half the price.
So that's the Travel Camel then, bringing us a few highlights of the island of Zanzibar. And did you know it's also home to the red colobus monkey? The main island of Unguja, there's up to 3,000 of them left roaming
wow,
around. So you might
nice.
See, you might see one of them monkeys. If
bit
you
of wildlife
over.
On holiday as well.
Why not?
Can't go wrong.
So there you are. That's Zanzibar with the Travel Camel.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.